Construction of another British Columbia mine near a river that flows into Alaska could begin within a month, but it's a small operation sparking fewer concerns on this side of the border than some other projects. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld explains.
Brucejack is a high-altitude gold and silver prospect about 80 miles east of Wrangell. It's within the watershed of the Unik River, which drains into the ocean northeast of Ketchikan. Vancouver-based Pretium Resources is its owner and developer. Spokeswoman Michelle Romero says heavy equipment could begin moving by the end of August.
The construction would involve bulk earthworks first to level the area for the project infrastructure, the site facilities, as well as continuing the underground development in order to access the ore.
Brucejack is moving ahead because it just won a major environmental permit from Canada's federal government. British Columbia's Environmental and Mines Agencies okayed the project in March. Canadian officials found the mine would cause some adverse, but not significant, environmental impacts on fisheries, wildlife, and migratory birds. It also decided project plans meet terms of agreements with the Nisga First Nation, whose tribal members hunt and fish in the area. The Nisga were part of the environmental assessment process that led to the government's approval. Members will likely be among the hundreds of people hired to build and operate the mine.
We will be expected to hire from the north, pursuant to all of our conditions, which includes everyone in the north, in the communities that were part of our assessment.
Construction will take 2 years and cost about $750 million. Additional investments and a few more permits are still needed. Most transboundary mine concerns focus on safe storage of tailings, which are waste rock left over from the milling process. Romero says Brucejack will not store its tailings behind an earthen dam, which critics say is unsafe.
The tailings management plan is to put half of the tailings underground as part of the paste backfill in the spent mine workings, and then half would be deposited at the bottom of Brucejack Lake.
The high-altitude lake is frozen most of the year, has no fish, and rarely drains water. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.